During the past 2 years, a strain of the bird flu virus has spread from Asia to Eastern Europe, most recently in Turkey. Humans are believed to contract bird flu only through close contact with infected birds. But scientists fear millions of people could die in the future if the virus combines with human flu strains and produces a new strain that is highly contagious to people. Scientist Catherine Mackin manages an influenza database at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico.
You'll get a new virus form that has some characteristics of a bird virus, some characteristics of a human virus, and if it manages to transmit human to human, it's got bird characteristics that humans have never seen before, and it becomes very potent in terms of its effect on the human population.
The database keeps track of international bird flu research, which is important since the viruses change constantly.
We provide a web interface for people to access the data. We also develop tools that they can use to analyze the data. So the kind of people that would use it would be people at research institutions actually worldwide.
Scientists do not know exactly how avian viruses cross over to humans. Ms. Mackin is doing research to try to figure that out.
And what I really do is look at avian viruses and get statistics on the avian viruses. I look at human viruses and get statistics on the human viruses. And then I make comparisons.
The findings are then tested in a laboratory using sequencing, the genetic code of the viruses.
You're looking for trends in the evolution of the sequences. You're looking for relationships between the sequences. For example, is the bird flu in Asia, as you see it in Thailand, anything like the bird flu that you see in China?
There are currently no available vaccines to prevent bird flu in humans, and it remains a threat. Deborah Block, VOA News.